Rush toward the east. We've got a warm front, and along that front, we're seeing some strong thunderstorms. So we have our severe weather threat with the damaging winds, large hail a possibility as well, very heavy rain as well. So we have the flooding threat. In fact, flood watches are in effect for places like Kansas City and St. Louis and Springfield, Missouri. You saw a record amount of rainfall yesterday, picking up, a couple of inches at least.
Northbound, watch out in Lubbock. Watch out, Plainview and Amarillo, it's all coming at you. As far as the Dalles goes, the Dalles area, that is, we've had some rain. It's going to get a little more nasty late today into about middle evening. May see some pretty violent weather. Stay abreast here. Upper 60s, warm and muggy and very windy all day in the Metroplex.
On this severe weather.
Well, so far we've had 7 tornado reports, some extreme wind reports, 91 mile per hour gust, and really long, sustained strong winds at Wichita Falls in Texas. So very dangerous situation. Damaging winds, widespread, some pretty strong tornadoes also, roofs off of buildings at least, perhaps even worse.
We got some winds blowing you around, maybe blowing your mind around as well in Detroit. Windy yesterday.
Now, extremely heavy rain headed up through San Diego and up towards Palm Springs, where the flood warnings are in effect. More terrain, though, it's rain and flooding. Burn areas looking at huge problems. What's it mean for our friends here in Southern California?
Certainly another 2 or 3 hours of very heavy rain. There could be flooding problems, mudslides, especially in those burn areas from east of San Diego up toward 29 Palms and even San Bernardino. Let's take as bad as what we're seeing here. Rainfall rates up to an inch, 1.1 inch per hour. And that is well above the half inch or so per hour that could cause flooding.
Into Kansas, you're under wind advisories for today as your winds have been probably blowing around some of the trash cans across your lawn. It's been gusting up to 40 miles an hour here throughout the afternoon.
Severe. We're looking at a line of storms now quickly developing here in far west Texas. This line of storms could have a few severe ones in it with some hail and some high winds, maybe some damaging winds the next couple of hours. But
very gusty winds are what we're dealing with at this hour, so really be extra careful traveling through parts of Kansas on up into Nebraska. Winds are picking up at about 10 to 20 miles per hour on in some areas, but those winds are gusting up to 30, even nearly 40 miles per hour at times, so really take it easy.
Meanwhile, in Texas and Oklahoma, it's getting windy. Winds gusting up out of the south here, 30 miles an hour times in advance of the system coming out of the Rockies, and that will sweep a round of showers and storms out across West Texas overnight tonight.
Sure, are just getting out and about for your daily activities. We've seen road closures as a result of all the rain, very strong winds gusting up to 40 to even 50 miles per hour at times, flooding and even down trees and power lines around Kauai, Oahu, and Maui. A flash flood warning continues over the entire Big Island.
At 11 p.m., the outer bands of Andrew are creeping over the Louisiana coast. The hurricane has been downgraded to Category 3 status, but the Barrows can hear the wind gusting to 80 miles an hour.
When someone tried to open the door, the winds were so strong, it kind of pulled the doors open.
And the wind almost took the whole door away. And somebody opened the door, somebody said, close that door before the whole building blows away, you know? It was just that bad.
So it had to take about 2 or 3 men to close the doors because that's how strong the winds was.
We were right next door to a cemetery. In Louisiana, in a cemetery, the tombs are on top of the ground. And here you're wondering, one of these things gonna fly off of here and fly into this building, you know?
The winds are also whipping up in Berwick. Mayor Hardaway tells police to stop patrolling the streets.
By that time, things were beginning to fly around, and we stood there listening to this cracking sound and couldn't quite make out what it was until it dawned on us, that's trees cracking.
By midnight, Andrew is centered just 45 miles away, with winds sustained at 130 miles an hour. Terry Hudson is beginning to regret her decision to ride out the storm at home. She hunkers down with her mother and two young daughters.
The whistling and the howling of the wind outside started turning into roaring wind, and it started getting extremely scary. We looked and we saw our living room walls bulging in. That's when it struck me that, oh my gosh, we've got to get out of here.
Terry races to the phone and calls for help.
I knew Terry, and I knew her children and how small they were. They needed somebody to help them.
We were crying, we were praying.
They felt that the roof was coming off of their residence. She had her two daughters there, and she was terrified, and she didn't know what to do. She wanted to get to a safe place.
James Richard and three other Berwick police officers begin driving to the Hudson residence. All four are risking their lives by getting into the squad cars.
You can feel the core almost being lifted off of the ground. The winds was just too strong.
And he was talking to me on the radio, and he was saying, well, wait a minute, Mayor. Hold on. My God, you know, comments like that.
It seemed like eternity. Finally, we see the light shining through this picture window, and they were at the door.
Richard and another officer try to carry Hudson's daughters to the squad car. They kneel to protect themselves from the 120 mile an hour gusts, but they are almost blown away.
It almost lifted us off the ground. I had to kneel down with her in my arms and get down on the ground to hunker down until those gusts would pass in order to get back up to go back to the police car.
I was like a sheet of paper to the wind. You know, the wind could have just taken me like nothing and blown us away.